This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big student of history, so I know every group, from the Mayans, the Aztecs, the Romans, the Greeks, to the Babylonians, to the Huns, to the Chin, all believe they were the master race. And yeah, you can read the Old Testament and you can see God saying, go in and wipe all these groups out. I don't think Kaepernick's going to say that was a false teaching, and then Netanyahu quotes it. But we cannot deny, and so I'm not somebody that just hates success outright. And just say Jews are evil, because then why is our world of the Abrahamic religion going back to that? And I understand the Babylonian captivity and it, all that stuff. I've studied it. But I just think that, let me ask you this way in the time we have. And we'll have you back, because I know you're a historian, and I want to pick your brain. We got some stations join us in a few minutes. We've got to go to break again in a second for 60 seconds. But let me ask you this. When we pull back, I see the transhumanists and just this evil force that's inhabiting people of every color, religion, you name it. I just want a big tent where we can get Jews and everybody else, you know, regardless of what group they came out of, to see an open tent for team humanity and a pro-human future that Elon Musk and I talked about a few weeks ago. And I just think that to sit there and deny that so much of, because people hate this on the anti-Jew side, Western civilization, you can say what you want, but it's been integrally entwined with Jews. And so, you know, are you saying, do you believe the Khazarian thing, that Ashkenazi aren't Jews, or is it the Babylonian captivity, or Sephardics the real Jews, or are you saying they're all Jews? I mean, there's a lot of questions.
We laughed at the Khazar theory as kids. Okay, this is a theory by some scholar, was made popular by Arthur Kessler, called the 13th Tribe. He gets Jews off the hook for deicide, okay? So it wasn't Jews today, because everyone's a Khazar. They didn't crucify Christ as a collective. So it's just a stupid Khazarian myth. It's totally ahistorical. No historian worth his word.
If Jews are a collective...
Jews are getting discarded.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. If Jews are a collective, I'm asking you a question. I'm asking.
Hold on.
Let me ask you a question. Is it the Sanhedrin, and is the Sanhedrin secretly operating?
Jews don't need a Sanhedrin. They don't need it. It's called the synagogue of Satan. They're all connected to it through money, through culture, for the destruction of Christian mores. Now, you want to bring out transhumanism, transgenderism. The main moneymakers are Jewish surgeons. The main pushers of transgenderism are those who own the media. I used to live near the owner of CBS. His name was Murray Rothstein. He changed his name to Sumner Redstone, like he's some blue-blooded Yankee. We laughed at him. But the Goyim don't know. And he started this MTV to destroy the youth. Now, I wanted to just talk briefly about my Bible with Brother. I decided I'm going to just do Bible with Brother on YouTube. I'm not going to do any politics. But I wanted to be really cool, and I wanted to reach the youth. I wasn't interested in preaching to the choir. Okay. Now, what happens? I get 3,000 or 4,000 comments from kids. You don't think the kids don't know who's going to the comment section? They have a profile on everybody on YouTube. Okay, everybody. They see that, and all of a sudden, after I get a million views per month, shut me down. Done. For what? I thought this must be an algorithm. Because I'm using biblical language. Maybe they thought it was political language. They would not tell me. Now, they got some Hindu that take place of Wyszynski, okay? Wyszynski still runs it. They put some brown-skinned Hindu on, like Ravi Shankar on Google. I know who owns it. It wasn't Larry Rabinowitz, who changed his name to Brin, and it wasn't Sergey Rabinowitz, and it wasn't Larry Page. There were two boys at Stanford. And someone from the Mossad, who is connected with the CIA, because they are interlinked, started jugal with those two boys. Well, they didn't need them anymore. They got rid of them. So I know who got rid of Bywolf, brother. It wasn't the Hindu, okay? The brown-skinned dude, the window dressing. I knew who it was. It was Susan Wojcicki and the tribe, the synagogue of Satan, the collective.
All right, it's all exhausting. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Brother Nathaniel Kapner is our guest right now, and I wanted to get him up to have an open discussion about what's happening. We got about 10 minutes, we got a break, and the next guest host takes over at Owen Schroyer in about 53 minutes from now with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, InfoWars.com/show. How do you see this election going? And you're saying it's going to be a rough year. We're 10 months out. You seem like a heady guy. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, it'll be rigged. It's either rigged at the ballot box or it's going to be rigged at the White House. So either way, it's going to be rigged. Now, Vivek's got some great things. He's never going to get in. We know that. They're not going to let some Hindu in. Okay, that's not going to happen. Okay? So whoever gets in, they may allow Trump to get in. They may allow that. Okay, but you see, with Trump, it's not that the Jews hate Trump. They don't. They fear his followers. They see with them the American flags, okay, USA. This is nationalism, okay? The meme, nationalism. Where there's nationalism, the Jew sinks down, okay? So it's not Trump that the Jews hate and trying to destroy. They despise, they fear his followers, because those are the white Christians, the patriots, who in a drop of a dime can turn against Israel and say, hey, why are there so many Jews running everything? Why are the Jews able to print this money out of thin air? Why are the Jews pushing woke? Why is the media pushing transgenderism and homosexuality? Why are the Jews putting all these lesbians in charge of the mayor's?
So you're saying they fear the Great Awakening. So let me ask you this. We got a little bit of time
here. They fear the people. They fear the people of the Great Awakening. I don't go into abstracts. Jews don't go into abstracts. That's not what Jews do. They go, who are the people? Is there a large following? They see USA, USA flags, white faces, Christianity, God bless America, Merry Christmas. Uh-oh. We got to get rid of this guy. Vivek, they could care less about him. He's nothing. Okay? Trump is the one they're scared of.
You know, I've sat here and debated a lot of the
because
people.
Of his fault.
Can I just say something real quick? I've sat here and I've debated some of the most prominent names that obsess on Jews all day. And you've not done this, so I think you're being fair, but they always describe that I'm controlled by Jews. That's not, I'm controlled by me. Okay, I'm in charge of all this. I really believe in what I'm doing. I'm trying to create unity around ideas that transcend all this. And you became a Christian, and you know, and I believe you're right about, you know, Christ is obviously the Messiah. You can feel it, you can see it. It's incredible. Any demonic attacks, Christ's name is all powerful. It's real. People I know that aren't even Christian get attacked spiritually. They ask for God's protection. It happens. But again, it's baby out with the bathwater. Why don't we have an outreach to everybody, the Hindus, the Jews, the Muslims, everybody? Because I pull back here and I see the left, the universities, Google, the CIA backing Islam right now, and I see this weird right-wing anti-Jew alliance with Islam attacking Israel. And you say, you know, what if Israel went away today? That's a tiny little country. What would that do? I see it as a cop-out. I think the hearts of men are desperately wicked, as the Bible says, and I don't think Jews have a monopoly, and I don't think they're immune from it either. But I really don't ascribe mythical powers. I think you're an interesting guy.
Describe mythical powers.
Kapner, you're very likable. I mean, like Larry David, super funny, likable. I mean, I'll be point blank. I think Jews are pretty funny, likable people.
Feed on a picture of Jesus Christ. That's despicable. Now, there's no such thing as a good Jew. It's oxymoron. Because if you identify as a Jew, you identify with the Christ crucifiers. You identify that Christ is not the Messiah. That's the spirit of Antichrist. St. John said it twice. Whosoever denies that Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, has come in the flesh, incarnate, is of the spirit of Antichrist.
Kapner, let me ask you this. Kapner, I never got to my point. I've had Kanye West here. I've had them all. And literally, I'm like...
Yeah.
Like, can I just finish something? I'm like, literally, both my grandfathers were in World War II. Both were in the European theater. One, God bless him, got shot down and wrecked very early in his missions, or he'd be dead and I wouldn't be here. The other did his full missions and then more. Wouldn't talk about it. He died. We read it all. Out of North Africa, into Italy, into Germany. After that, they said, you're done with your missions. You're now an officer in charge of, you know, the mess hall into Germany. He was there. He saw it. He would barely talk about it. And just piles of dead bodies everywhere, black birds eating people's eyes, death camps. He saw it all. And I tell people this, they go, oh, shut up, that's Jewish propaganda. My grandfather told me that. He saw it with his own eyeballs. It messed him up. And so all I'm saying is, just because you say there's some evil over here, any powerful group's going to become corrupt. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. Then what do you think of Adolf Hitler? Because I think Adolf Hitler was power mad. You could look at him. He glowed with satanic energy. I mean, you could just look at him. He's powerful, but you're like, whoa, that's evil. I mean, he exudes satanic energy. Are you saying you have discernment? You look at a speech of Hitler. You look at his eyes, and you're telling me that's not Count Dracula?
Take a look at his pictures with children.
Oh, my God.
That's what I do. I look at body language. I study body language. I was a straight commission salesman for 25 years. I know body language. The children love Adolf Hitler. Now, I just did. Oh, yes, that's a lie. I don't see any evil. They didn't see any evil. You know who can pick up evil? Children. Like that. Children love me. Okay, they just look at me. Other people, they're children. They want to come up to me. They want to hug me. They want to talk to me. Whatever. Okay, but I'm very careful. I don't touch children. Okay,
so you think Adolf Hitler was good? Okay, what is brother?
I'm not saying anyone is perfectly good. I would never say that because we're human beings. Okay, we all have shades of everything. Now, Hitler's main concern.
But he was anti-Christian. Hitler was anti-Christian. He was a pagan.
Okay, I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to go with what he wanted to do for Germany, like other people want to do for their own nations. He wanted to do something for Germany. He saw that the Jew who controlled the press, who controlled the arts, who controlled theater, who controlled politics, the Weimar regime, okay, and who controlled the stock market, okay, because his teacher was Gottfried Feder, who I've read backward and forward many times to try to understand the economic scenario that Hitler was trying
to... Yeah, no one's denying Germany got shafted in World War I, which Britain started.
Okay, now Hitler was a speaker, and they propped him up. This guy can speak well, so when he gets up, he's going to be the speaker. I do the same thing when I do my videos. I've got to speak. I've got to make sure people are listening. So I don't go by what his eyes look like when he speaks. I don't go by that. I go by what was his agenda. What did he try to do? Do you know there would be no Israel today if it wasn't for Hitler? Because he established all these immigration.
No, I know. He supported sending Jews either to Russia or Israel. What, you say Israel's super evil.
No,
Hitler helped create Israel. And now he's good? He's bad?
But he did it through the immigration that he funded, that Jews could go anywhere, really. But there was a strong Zionist movement. It was called the Ha'avara movement that he funded, that Jews could take everything.
What do you make of
Germany?
The George Soroses and like Madeleine Albright's dad that was Jewish, that helped round up Jews and sell them to Hitler?
Well, that's what he did. That's one person. But he also is connected to the whole Rothschild orbit that of central banks, that you can create money out of thin air, as Ron Paul puts it. He puts it very succinctly, as we can remember. He's part of that whole
system. All right, Nathaniel Kapner, come back on again.
I want to be back on because we can have a talk next time. And maybe I'll be a little calmer, okay? It's my first shot here with you.
Don't worry, I'm always wound up too. But the ADL says white people are inherently evil. So they've opened all this up, so I think we should hear from everybody. And so that's where I'm at. I mean, I agree with you, the ADL is pure evil. I mean, look, the damn head of it looks like Nosferatu. Listen, I appreciate the debate and the discussion. I don't agree with a lot of what you have to say, but I think it's open for discussion. I want to thank you for coming on and having a debate. We'll be right back with Kate Daly. Stay with us.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. If Alex's show isn't on fire enough today, wait until you hear about this. The most devastating act of gutting this country since the inception of this country is about to take place this month. And of course, the story just came to light during Christmas time so that nobody would be paying attention, of course. Yesterday, the headlines were all about who leads Harvard. No real concern to America, right? Who cares? Who cares who takes the reins at Harvard? I could care about anything less. The mainstream media wants you to focus on absolutely ridiculous stories while the gutting of America, the biggest land grab in America, is about to take place in this great land, selling off our public land and then private to the biggest bidders like BlackRock or any foreign country, any foreign interest. And on the Alex Jones Show today, to explain the details and how to stop this from happening, is Utah State Treasurer Marlo Oakes. He's one of the few speaking out on this. You haven't exactly heard from any senators or congressmen out there, have you? Ringing the alarm bells on this. But several state treasurers from several different states are speaking out about this and trying to let the American people know about a vote that is coming up and was actually supposed to take place yesterday. But he'll explain this. It got delayed a few weeks because of the outcry. Mainstream media, completely silent. Of course, completely silent. So Marlo Oakes is Utah's 26th state treasurer. He was appointed in July 2021 and then elected in November 2022. And Marlo spent most of his career in money management and is one of the only two state treasurers with institutional investment management experience. And because of his knowledge in the capital markets, he's the leading national charge to protect economic freedoms. We're about to find out what's going to happen in this country that will change the trajectory of this country. Deeply. Marlo, welcome. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on, Kate.
This is such a huge thing. It's such a huge topic. And if today's show wasn't hot enough, I hope people really take this in, what you're about to say, and really listen. And please explain the details on this. You started sounding the alarm bells probably a month and a half ago. And this is insane. Can you please explain what's going on with the SEC?
Yes. So back in September 27th, the New York Stock Exchange went to the Securities and Exchange Commission and said, we need a new rule that will allow us to list a company, a type of company whose purpose isn't to create economic profit, but is to generate ecosystem services. And the reason they had to go to the SEC for that is because it contemplates an entirely different kind of accounting system. So our GAAP accounting standards, the generally accepted accounting principles that are used in this country, are based on economic activity of generating profit. It's very objective. And this new accounting system is based on the United Nations, essentially trying to place value on Mother Nature. So what are ecosystem services? That includes things like clean air, water supply, flood protection, productive soils for agriculture, climate stability, habitat for wildlife. we are now, these natural asset companies would manage those kinds of things and trying to maximize those instead of creating economic value. And in fact, because the natural asset company's purpose is sustainability, it would not allow unsustainable activity to take place on the land, and that includes things like mineral extraction, grazing, oil extraction, even certain types of recreation that happens on land. And so it also would impact not just private land, but public land. It could be federal or state. And so we're talking about a massive amount of land that could be essentially locked up from extracting natural resources in this country. And so it's very it would be very easy to for a natural asset company to look at land that is has been identified with large amounts of natural resources, and then that natural asset company goes out and either attempts to secure the land itself or manage the land. And that's all it would have to do, is just have the management rights to that land, not even own the land. And so we're really trying to segregate or differentiate between land ownership and the management of that land. So managing that land then to not provide any economic benefit, but to increase sustainability, which is essentially letting the land sit fallow.
So we could have foreign countries want to purchase or manage, want to come in and obtain this natural asset now, this natural asset company, and they can take a public property, a public land here in America, and they can manage it, sit on it, make sure that nothing takes place on that land, all in the name of climate change, all in the name of gobbledygook climate change, in order to say that they are doing something on this land that's a benefit that people will buy. People will buy that explanation.
Yes.
And then basically eliminate our ability to use it, utilize it, see it, be around it, anything. Correct?
Yes, that's right. And so, you know, if these companies are allowed to list on the New York Stock Exchange, they would create a charter that would say, here's the purpose of this company, and then they would raise capital from investors globally, and that could include from sovereign wealth funds like China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, et cetera, and use that money then to go out and attain the management rights to land across this country. And the goal, again, because it is absolutely driven by the climate crisis narrative, and also biodiversity and saving biodiversity, that they could then attain the management rights to the land and not allow economic activity on it. And initially, while there may be some recreational opportunities over time, it's very easy to see a movement toward very restricted recreational opportunities, and essentially turning these lands into essentially like our national parks, where it's difficult to access them. You have to get a permit in some cases, and really ratchets down the use of our land across the country.
National parks, state parks, mineral rich areas, all kinds of farming, grazing, we all eat. Right? Farming, grazing, energy extraction, all of it.
Yeah, we've seen what's happened with agriculture across the world. You know, the Netherlands has been in a war on their farmers over the last year or two. And it's insane, because we're talking about the UN Sustainable Development Goals. Well, goal number 2 is world hunger, and goal number 13 is climate change. Well, which one wins when they're in conflict? Clearly, climate change wins. The Netherlands is the number 2 exporter of agriculture in the world. And so when we're talking about going after agriculture, this is a very serious problem globally. And now it has come to our shores in this natural asset company, because only regenerative farming, would be allowed. And what is regenerative farming? It means no synthetic fertilizer, no traditional machinery. And so you're talking about something like what happened in Sri Lanka, where they went to organic fertilizer and crop production fell drastically. Prices increased dramatically.
We're going to come back. Marlo Oakes. I'm with Marlo Oakes, Utah State Treasurer. We're going to come right back about these NAPs. Don't go anywhere. You're going to...
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones. Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for this hour, katedalyradio.com, The Kate Daly Show. So glad to be with you. It's such a huge and important topic. I'm at a loss for words because this is the biggest land grab we've had since the inception of this country. This is the biggest thing that's happened to this country, not talked about. Congressmen, not talking about it. Your senators, not talking about it. No one is talking about it. And Marlo Oaks, thank the Lord, is out there talking about it. Utah State Treasurer. Obviously, this caught your eye, Marlo, and I so appreciate you being here. Thank you for that. This caught your eye with what you know about what's happening with the SEC, the Security and Exchange Commission, that would allow for the creation and the listing of a new type of company called a natural asset company. The vote was set for yesterday, but it got delayed a couple of weeks because of the outcry.
Yes. Yeah. So we had several comment letters that went in. We had a letter from Congresswoman Hageman of Wyoming and several Congress representatives signed that letter. We had a letter from 22 states, financial officers that I helped spearhead go into the SEC, and that prompted them to open up the comment period for an additional 21 days. And so we have until January 18th for people to submit comments to the SEC on why this rule would be a terrible idea, and really hoping that people will do that, that people will reach out to their representatives in Congress to let them know about natural asset companies, that these should be opposed, and even their governors. And this affects not just the West, where, you know, more than half of our land is owned by the federal government. This also affects the East and private land, particularly if it has a conservation easement on it. And I'm happy to talk about that as well.
Yes, please do. Please go on. I want to hear about this.
Yeah, so conservation easements, you know, it's really this idea that you can prevent development in the future if you wanted to keep your land kind of doing what it's always done. For example, farmers are often look at a conservation easement where they could get a tax deduction or estate tax reduction by putting a conservation easement on their land, which is essentially preventing future development, actually in perpetuity, no future development on that land, and importantly, placing a lot of restrictions on any future activity on your land. So once you enter into a conservation easement, you give away those development rights in the future, but you're also locking in the activity on the land as it is the day that you enter the contract. And so you can continue to do your farming activity at that same level. The problem is that technology changes, economics change, and the way of doing things changes, but you're now locked in on what you can do on your land. That conservation easement is filed with the IRS to get the tax deduction, and then often ends up in a land trust, and that land trust can then actually enroll that conservation easement in a natural asset company. They don't allow transferring, but contracts are silent on enrolling. And so your land, without knowing it, if you have a conservation easement on your land, that conservation easement could be enrolled in a natural asset company. That natural asset company, the purpose is sustainability. And you could find yourself in a situation where they say, yes, you can continue to farm, but you have to do it under regenerative farming practices, which means organic fertilizer and no machinery. And, you know, your yield could drop and it could be very uneconomic suddenly to farm your land. And then you may end up having to sell just to realize any kind of economic profit from your land. Conservation easements are being pushed heavily right now by this administration. They're going around and trying to enter as much land as they can under conservation easements, because in the future, if a natural asset company is possible, those conservation easements would end up in a natural asset company and essentially be managed for the purpose of sustainability.
Wow. Marlo Oaks is with me, Utah State Treasurer. I'm so glad that you're with me right now talking about this, letting people know so they can get these comments in and fight this and ask why your senators and congressmen, which heard about this a while ago, have not said a word about it. I haven't seen a single word. And two things come to mind. Number one, the Rockefeller plan from 2010, where the scenarios inside the plan is where they cordoned off bodies of water and told people that they could not go around them, utilize them, see them without being thrown into a penitentiary. This was one of the scenarios that played out in the 2010 Rockefeller plan, where they could do that for 20 years based on the idea, based on no evidence at all, that something was wrong with the water or something was wrong with the land, and they could just cordon it off for a specific amount of time. So that comes to mind. The other thing that comes to mind is about a decade ago when our guys on the right actually pushed through the Conservation Act and helped that go through. So both sides working as one behind the corridor. And the contract that they're giving the farmers at the very, very bottom said that you were giving control of the land to the conservation, right? It's the part of the Conservation Act that you were giving control of your land to the United States and its successor. And now this makes a lot more sense as far as who that successor would be. And they could be a multitude of companies, a multitude of foreign interests, correct? And we're talking air and water. You might want to explain that with the air, with the minerals underneath the land, and everything that has to do with these properties, our public lands.
Yeah, so if you're thinking about a national forest, for example, you have trees that are perform photosynthesis. You know, they absorb carbon and convert that into oxygen. What is that value? So we're talking about financializing the ecological services, essentially financializing photosynthesis. What is that worth? What is the a certain amount of oxygen worth? Putting a price tag on it, and once you start putting a price tag on something, then you can sell it. And it's not that far down the road then when you start demanding that companies and individuals offset their carbon footprint by investing in a natural asset company that converts their carbon footprint back into oxygen. Water, you know, the supply of water,
right.
And managing the land so that you maximize water and clean water in the aquifers below that. You don't even have to own the land. It's just what kind of plant life is on that piece of property to maximize water intake and the even flood protection and how water runs off of land, things like that. But, you know, it really is the financialization of Mother Nature. And if you think about our economic assets, those are valued at $1.5 quadrillion. They have estimated, the people, Intrinsic Exchange Group, that is the group that is in partnership with the New York Stock Exchange on this, they've estimated that the value of Mother Nature processes is $5 quadrillion. And by the way, the Intrinsic Exchange Group was funded and is funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. And so we are seeing some common threads there. It's very troubling. What is going on with this?
Absolutely. It reminds me of a clip I was actually viewing yesterday from Pastor Parsley, where he was talking about, this was 20 years ago when he gave a sermon to his church, and he was talking about the fact that if you took America right now with all of its buildings and its land and everything, you would actually have to sell that and do it twice more for the value, to get the value back for America. This is how much we've lost when we talk about debt and we talk about all these things and letting these people come in and the financial position that we're in right now. When we're talking about that specifically, you would have to sell everything that we own three times over. And that was 20 years ago. Can you imagine what it is today in order to retrieve America back? So, of course, selling it to the highest bidder. You know what? I'm not shocked by this, and it's sick. It's evil, and we must stop it. Make sure and get those comments, and we'll be right back. More with Marlo Oaks. Don't go anywhere on the Alex Jones Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. So good to be with you today. This is such an important, important topic. And of course, it's one thing to be sold out by communist globalists who you know want to destroy the country, okay? If we're going to talk sides. But it's another thing to be sold out quietly by our own Congress and senators who have done nothing to stop this or even raise a single alarm bell about this. I find that alarming. Not unusual, given the circumstances of what's been happening in this country for a long time. But it's so sad to me. And of course, you know, usually public comment periods, it means that the decision's already been made, but it's for good optics. What is your position on that? Do you think that outcry from us, and of course, outcry from us should happen either way, because I think we're still responsible to fight for these things. But what's your take on this? And then, of course, was there anything leading up to this, this proposal that was given to the SEC, and who is exactly behind that? Marlo Oakes, Utah State Treasurer.
Yeah, thank you. No, this is important, and I think really the SEC was trying to keep this under the radar. The New York Stock Exchange, or neither the New York Stock Exchange nor the SEC came out with any kind of press release talking about this. And the initial comment period was 21 days. Nobody really knew about it. But when I was back in D.C. in October, right in the middle of the first comment period, nobody in Congress was talking about it because I don't think they knew about it. The SEC was purposely very quiet. And a letter on November 2nd went to the SEC from three senators and basically asked several pointed questions about this. And they were initially supposed to, the SEC had targeted November 18th for their decision. They didn't reopen the comment period, but they did extend the decision to January 2nd, just based on that letter from those senators. And then that's when, you know, I had a Wall Street Journal op-ed come out in the middle of November, and then more people started submitting comments. And I think based on some of the letters and the comments that the SEC received on December 21st, they came out and said we're reopening the comment period for 21 days and. Something unusual, they added a rebuttal period for 2 weeks after that that allows anyone to rebut any of the comments that are sent in to the SEC. And so that period ends February 1st. So there are some, hopeful signs that, they've had two or three delays already. They've reopened the comment period. There's a lot more attention being drawn to this. We're seeing members in Congress getting more up to speed on this. There's definitely some good signs, but we have to keep the pressure up. We have to have our voices heard. And representatives have got to understand what a terrible idea this is. And frankly, it's not, in my opinion, this is not a right or a left issue. This is just an American issue, and saving our resources for ourselves and managing those appropriately. This is, it really is insane what this contemplates.
Did the SEC create this proposal, or was this proposal given to them for consideration?
I believe it was the New York Stock Exchange that went to them and asked them to approve a change in their manual. But of course, the SEC had to, put this out on the Federal Register, and they did it rather quickly and very much under the radar. So I have to believe that they were. They were in conversation at some point talking about this, and really it seems like it's all part of this whole of government approach to address climate change and the climate crisis. I think there's another interesting element to this, and you were touching on a little bit the amount of debt that we are in as a nation. And this, if we're talking about financializing our natural processes on our land, this is another asset that could be listed on our balance sheet as a country that would then potentially allow us to borrow more money. And so it could be actually used to leverage even more borrowing as a nation. It's crazy to contemplate that, but if we're suddenly saying, here's what the natural processes are valued in North America, and this is an asset on our balance sheet. Now we can borrow against it, or we could, the government could say, well, we're going to lower our debt by selling our federal holdings of land, and we're going to sell them to natural asset companies because we want to make sure that land is not exploited for natural resources. It's a double whammy. Yes, you could sell it to people. People could latch onto that and say, wow, this is a great way to reduce our debt burden. But the reality is you're giving up our natural resources at that point and essentially crippling the country even further.
Well, it's like selling the rooms in your home to somebody, not just renting them out, but really selling them and having them managed by somebody else. At what point does it become not your home anymore, you know?
Right.
And then Russia, Chinese, Saudi interests, all kinds of interests can come in and see that particular value for locking up our natural resources and owning and really managing is what you're saying, because it's really devastating either one. Managing the property means they get to call the shots, meaning they get total control in perpetuity, which is forever and ever, which is actually really illegal in these contracts too, isn't it?
Well, and what's interesting, though, that there is a provision that the natural asset company could be delisted from the stock exchange by not, I'm trying to remember the exact terminology it is, but essentially if they don't follow their sustainability practices on that land, then the NAC is delisted, but that's it. Then whoever owns the NAC, they can exploit those resources themselves. And so you could have a situation where, you know, these natural asset companies essentially lock up the natural resources, delist, and then they exploit the resources for their own benefit.
How do people, how should they react to this? What's the best way? Who should they be contacting today, right now?
So definitely your congressional representatives, your governor, people need to understand, even county commissioners. There's a push, like I said, to get land into conservation easements, and that often will happen at the county level. We've got to be very smart about retaining private property rights, and you're exactly right. Once you give up your rights on your land, you essentially don't own it anymore. It's destroying private property, the whole concept of private property, and that's one of the key freedoms that we have, and a reason why the founding fathers saw property rights as a critical freedom, because it allows us to have some control over the government. If the government controls all the land, then you're really not a free people. So definitely reach out to your representatives and governor, even county officials, and educate them about this. And certainly, you know, there are resources now out there, but we've got to be smart about this.
Yeah. You know, I so appreciate that. I don't have any faith in feds anymore. I don't have any, I really don't. I'm that cynical now, I guess, after doing this for 13 years. But let me just say that, we should be commenting to them, putting pressure on them for sure. But we have over 3,000 counties in America, and you can put pressure on your county commissioners. Now, they haven't done anything about voter fraud, which they should have been doing all along, but they haven't. They've not only dropped the ball, but I think it's more intentional than that. But then when it comes to this is the gutting of America. We could prevent this by putting pressure on local representation all across America, because that makes up this land. So if we put that kind of pressure on those that are closest to us, those that know, and those that you can actually see up close and personal, that might be even better than the feds. Because at this point, with the feds not raising any alarm bells, it worries me that we're not getting a whole lot of action there. But maybe with county commissioners, we can.
Yep. Yeah, and there are comments from counties. Like there's a county in Utah, their Water Conservancy District submitted a comment to the SEC. People can go onto the SEC website, and I'm happy to share those links with you, Kate. They can look at some of those comments. They can submit comments themselves, you know, make arguments as to why this is a bad thing. So, yeah, I'll share some of those links with you.
Thank you so much. Really appreciating you. You can go to katedalyradio.com. We'll share them on the Alex Jones Show as well. Thank you so much, Marlo Oaks, Utah State Treasurer, for coming on. There's several state treasurers that are raising the alarm bells on this, the NACs, natural asset companies. Make sure and get those comments out, everybody.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.